Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, November 16th. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 7:30 for Superior Sunrise, 8 a.m. for the actual auction, offering 26,532 head. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com to check out the video of the cattle and get more information about the animals being sold, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
We're your neighbors. We're your kids' sports coaches. We're your school board and chamber members, your church deacons, your local 4-H club and FFA chapter partners. Long story short, we're real people. We're real Oklahoma pig farmers, and we're real proud of it. To hear from real Oklahoma pig farmers, visit okpork.org/realpork. This message brought to you by Oklahoma's pig farmers and the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Well, the 2023 Oklahoma Farm Bureau meeting was held last week. Ron Hayes caught up with OKFB Vice President of Public Policy Steve Thompson to talk about a couple of highlights from the meeting, specifically focused on policy development.
I think the number one thing that we're talking about as a result of that resolution session has to do with the members' opposition to a state question initiative petition that's about to get a lot more attention around the state that would increase the Oklahoma minimum wage requirements from where we're at now over the course of the next few years up to $15 an hour, and then continue on annually from there as it's indexed to inflation. But the thing that I think caught our attention and the members talked about the most, both on the side and during the meeting, had to do with the proposal that includes removing the exemptions for agriculture and farm workers. It includes removing the exemption for temporary part-time workers, as well as the exemption for underage workers. And as everybody knows, in agriculture, we have all types of workers, all types of skill level, and the type of jobs that they do is a lot different than other businesses, and those have been in there for a long time, and we're concerned that the proponents of this sure seem to be coming from the coastal areas around the country, a long ways from Oklahoma, and there's some grave concern that they're trying to come in and rewrite Oklahoma's laws the way that they would like for them to be and how they would like for Oklahoma to run, and not really the way Oklahomans set things up. So I think that's the big one that we're going to focus on moving out of this meeting.
To hear the complete conversation with Ron Hayes and OKFB's Steve Thompson, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the National Farmers Union released its Farmer's Share of the Food Dollar Report for items typically served during Thanksgiving holiday. These figures reflect how much family farmers earn compared to the amount consumers actually pay at the grocery store. Consumers are likely to see an increase when they shop for the holiday meal, but little of that increase is going to be passed on to American farmers and ranchers. An 11-pound turkey retails for $21.89, with the farmer's share at about 66 cents. A 12-ounce box of stuffing is $3.99. Farmer gets about 9 cents there. 16-ounce frozen sweet corn, $2.99. Farmer gets 41 cents. Pumpkin pie fillings, $1.79 a can. Farmer gets 16 cents. 5-pound bag of mashed potatoes costs $3.99, and a farmer gets about 64 cents of that. A 2-pound boneless ham, $12.98, with the farmer receiving $1.32. 12-ounce cranberries, $2.99, and the farmer's share of that, 29 cents for your holiday meal. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.